Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. You know, most people think today, in order to get anything done, you need to have an organization. Often the organization is more of a hindrance, though, than a help. During the first missionary journeys in the book of Acts, it was the custom to preach the word first in the synagogues. If it was rejected there, then the apostles went to a private home and established churches there. And I think this is a great example for us today. When Paul went to Corinth, he first preached in the synagogue. The reception there wasn't too good, so he moved his class next door to the House of Justice. Paul speaks on two occasions of the church in the house of Aquila and Priscilla in Romans 16:5 and 1 Corinthians 16:19. After Acts 28:28, we find the church of Laodicea meeting in the house of Nymphis, Colossians 4:15. Also, there was a church in the house of Philemon. So out of four churches that were in houses, two were before Acts 28 and two were after that time. Now, one great advantage of having a church in the home is that there can be little interference by the state. The state contributes to churches who own property by exempting it from taxes, and a contributor usually has some right in dictating policies that are to be followed. Better teaching can be done in smaller classes. There is an opportunity for better acquaintance and love. And there would be less danger of strife and divisions since there would be no high church offices to be coveted. Too often those who have been delivered from the bondage of church seek in their flesh to return to it. They always hanker after the flesh, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. See the book of Numbers and the book of Exodus for details. People today long for a religious ceremony, but listen, we have freedom in Christ and we do not need the ceremonies. Find your satisfaction in Him. And let me just say this, if you yourself know truth for today, invite your neighbor in or some friends and teach them. Now, it may be that you don't think you're a good teacher, so start off. You can even listen to programs like this and just talk about them afterwards. And the more you do this, the more practice you will get in teaching, and the more you'll learn as you try to teach. So be a diligent student of the Word of God. Invite your friends over and use your home as a meeting place for God's people. And here's a study for you. Look up Aquila and Priscilla and see how many different places they had churches in their home. You will see that Aquila and Priscilla, wherever they went, opened their house, and that house became a gathering place for believers. There were no offices to be coveted, no great offering plates to be passed around, or no great services. It was just believers who met in the comfort of a home, who loved one another, studied the Word of God together, and were effective for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.